Welcome to episode 52.
Yes, sir.
Of Brown Bag Baby.
Bolsita right. Café.
This feels good. We already passed our 1 year birthday.
Yep.
Brown Bag Live BBL.
That's right.
Has BBL. Been announced. BBL. July 29th. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. If there's even still available, to be honest. Low this key. Drops on Friday. I don't know if they're even here, but it's really dope to see how much people supported. If you were someone that got a ticket or are going to get a ticket, the meet and greet, all of that, we can't wait to see you.
Yeah, that was crazy. How many we should, as we're recording right now, yeah. we put it live like about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And we're just going crazy with that shit. We got the call, phone call from our good friend Dom.
Yes. Shout out
and
Dom.
It's just it's all positive shit. So man, keep kidding you guys. If we do have a couple tickets more left, we might add some more. Who knows?
Yeah.
Make sure you press the link in the description under this video. And yeah, that's go run good. It up.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I feel like still like buzzing energy, like mm-hmm. that like butterflies in the stomach kind of thing of just like, damn, this shit is happening and mm-hmm. we're moving tickets. And it's just
on our own too. Yeah. That's what makes it feel so much better. It's like low key, like Bad Bunny's an independent artist. It's like Bad Bunny vibes, like being able to really show out at the El Rey, and it's us independent.
Yeah,
the El Rey is crazy. That's like a whole different level of like LA shit, because you know, like the Roxy's, the Novos, uh-huh. but El Rey is also like one of those big stamps.
Yeah,
El Rey's like the low key big homie.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if you came out to our first live show, I know a lot of you did. This one is, you can sit down. We did standing room last time,
yeah.
and we could have done standing room this time, but it's like, no, let's have them seated and yeah. enjoy it. Like,
yeah, relaxation.
It is a show. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, damn, that's crazy.
Theater. It's a theater.
Yeah, it's a theater.
Oh, you know what? Fun fact about the El Rey. What? It just came up on my feed. Do you guys remember, well, I don't know if you do know, but Letty, you remember that song, Dollars and Cents by DJ Quick?
Yeah, DJ Quick. If when, it don't make dollars.
Oh, wait, no, I think sense. It's. No, Safe and Sound.
By DJ Quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he's talking about the fight at the El Rey Theater and somebody got killed.
Oh, shit.
And it's at the El Rey Theater.
That fact's amazing. That's such
it's
an LA
thing. It's a gangster rap ass thing. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to it. I mean, you know, shout out to the person that lost their life. But
shout out to
I mean, rest in peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh, shit, this is very... Yeah. This is very legendary.
This is LA shit.
Mm-hmm. And who knows what happened like in the 20s or 30s, whenever right. it like, you know, was first built. So it's just super exciting. It's part of LA history and you know, we're gonna be
and so are part we. Of
it. That's right.
Let's go.
I know.
Let's
that's go. What's crazy about it is that yeah, that's just gonna be fun. That's just gonna be tight as fuck.
Yeah.
And then we got special guests, our family. Cause last time we did a show 9 months prior. It's like a month and a half. Like 9 months. Like, I mean, like 9 days prior to the live show.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hold on. We didn't have 9 months.
No, yeah. Like 9 days
yeah.
prior to the live show. And we just did it like off the strength.
Yeah.
And we booked that shit ourselves. And it was like.
And we sold that out.
Yeah.
We sold that out in this one. So that shit's going to be fucking
and
lit.
That shit was so much fun. That time after the live show, I was on a natural high for like 2 days.
I love that. And that was like. October, so that was like fall vibes.
Yeah,
this is summer vibes, motherfuckers. This that's shit right. is gonna be lit.
That's gonna be a fucking function with hella perre on bad bitches.
All the activa.
All super activa is gonna be there.
That's a new word.
Yeah, and the activa.
Well, it's not a new word. People been using it, but it's new word on the podcast that now people are using. Yeah.
Activa is gonna be activos in the green room.
Hold on, what are you that's doing in the green room? Because I'm gonna be
there's three. Two green rooms. You okay. and you and Angie could be over there.
He already scouted the place.
Me, Josh, and Jose and Vic gonna get cracking at the other green room. Fuck with the cup. We're gonna have our fuck with the cup. We're gonna book our own DJ for our green room.
Be late for the show.
Be late for the show. Have a section up there.
Hey.
Right. Well, where's thank you guys. We can't wait. It's going to be July 29th. It's going to be a fun time right in the middle of summer. Un verano con Brown Bag. And it doesn't end there. We have a lot more planned to make it un verano con Brown Bag. Maybe some day clubs, maybe some just vibes, but just know we're here.
Exactly. We're excited right. for this shit. That's right. going to be so much fun.
It's going to be great.
Let's get it.
And we're all pressuring Vic's dad. Vic's dad, if you're watching this, Vic's dad's carp club.
Okay. So my dad doesn't watch it. But shout out to the Stylistics, they watch it.
The Stylistic watch
and
it.
And shout out to Vic's mom.
Why doesn't your dad watch it?
He says.
Because your mom watches it?
No. He says yeah, that he wants it to, like, he wants me to be able to speak freely without trying to, like, hurt his feelings or just kind of like.
Oh, like him, like be a. Like, him, yeah. Like get into that one and be like, think you shouldn't say
you
that.
You shouldn't have said that. He said, I just want to let him do his thing. And I respect that.
That's cool. That's. Yeah.
But
that's,
he, but what he does, he really supports. He posted on Facebook. I'm not really on Facebook, but people like his car club members. I was over at the picnic or the anniversary like thing over the weekend for the car club. And a lot of people were like, hey, I love your podcast. Your dad put me onto it and stuff like that. So he definitely supports.
That's fire. Yeah. That's going to be fun. We have to start listed right there with the...
Just one lowrider. Like that should be one. Fire.
We could bring my dad's.
And we do a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Photo shoot.
And it's brown.
I told you, I always wanted to be one of those girls, one Letty's of the lowrider like, models.
Have you seen the car? It's brown.
Let's fucking go.
And it was on the cover of Lowrider Mag.
Let's fucking go. Fire. That's my dream.
Yeah.
Damn.
Can you Photoshop me Lowrider Magazine and me?
Fucking randomly, I feel like it's not too late.
Randomly, the car's in the cut. Let you just taking pictures before it got in there.
Hey, right. That would be cool.
But speaking of dads, Father's Day is this coming Sunday. That's your dad doesn't listen or watch. My dad doesn't watch either. But I don't. My dad doesn't know how to work YouTube either.
Do you put stuff on YouTube for him?
No, I'll put like the game on, which we're going to talk about Dodger game.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, what's the most embarrassing thing, since your dad doesn't watch, that your dad's done? Embarrassing dad moments for Father's Day. Let's do that.
Smoke crack.
I was asking Big.
But I for some reason, you skipped me.
I did. I didn't want you to feel bad.
I love Father's Day. I celebrated with my mom.
I love that.
Man, I'm trying to think the most embarrassing thing. My dad did. It's probably a few things. Like, oh, okay, I remember on my 21st birthday, super embarrassing. My dad is very affectionate, especially when he's drunk. So
he gave me the biggest hug.
Yeah.
He was really, like.
Yeah, he's like,
oh,
that.
I finally
yeah.
met you. Yeah, that so, was amazing.
So on my 21st birthday, I had like a big party at the crib. And then, he was like, we're going to dance. And I'm like, what do you mean we're going to dance? He's like, we're going to dance. You're 21. I was like, what are you talking about? He was so drunk. And then like, we kind of like sort of danced. It was so weird. It was so embarrassing. I don't know.
Is that where you got the bunny hop from?
No, I don't know. Like it was just, it
yeah,
was so
weird.
Yeah,
what song was it? Tiempo de Vals or what?
I don't even know. It was so embarrassing. I want to forget. No, I don't remember the song. I have like selective memory. I just remember how embarrassing it was, but people thought it was hilarious.
Right.
And then we just carried on with the party. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
People were like recording you?
Probably. Yeah. But this was like 2000. I don't know what. It was like 9 years ago. So like the camera quality is very low.
Yeah.
Thank God. Luckily. Yeah. Luckily. They didn't catch me in 4K. What about you?
So my dad, I feel bad looking at thinking of this back, like as an older person. We used to make him park like 5 blocks down. He used to pick us up from school and we used to make him park like 5 blocks down. So he wouldn't pick us up in front of school. So people wouldn't see his car. Cause he always had like a car from the Subasta. That's like the auction. But it was always like a janky car that didn't turn on the first time.
Oh.
So it had like, and we're like, Dad, just go pick us up over there. And I remember that was so embarrassing.
Blocks?
Yeah, like, we'll meet you there. We'll walk. So by the time people are like, even if it was one block, that they're still kids. So by the time you hit 5 blocks, it's like at least the kids have dispersed. It's a piece of shit, man. Piece of shit, Letty and Monica.
No, I get what you mean, though, because it's so high pressure.
Yeah.
In high school especially, that like, you don't want to be made fun of for anything or somebody say that you're poor or like
or
your dad doesn't
my dad,
drive this car. Or it's like you just know that you'll be outraged at any type of comment like that. Because I remember, so my dad never used to pick me up. He was at work. But my best friend, Frankie, his pops used to pick us up because we like lived across the street from each other. So he was, you know, they had like a mechanic shop.
Mm-hmm.
So they had nice cars. But he would always pick us up in his customers' cars like that they were fixing.
Hilarious.
And it would be a different car every
time. That's
some
mechanic shit.
Yeah, some mechanic shit. Because they had to go drive and make sure it's good, right? So he would kill 2 birds with 1 stone whenever he would pick us up. But it was always like an embarrassing car to be picked up in, for sure. And then we would just be like
getting fast.
We would try to get in so fast, sometimes in the tow truck, like just hella shit. And we would just be so embarrassed. We're like, man.
You know what's crazy? That's crazy to think, because I feel like whenever, if you just had a car, but I remember if you had a minivan, you were hella cool.
Yeah, so but like, kids judge.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's, yeah.
If my dad picked me up in front of school and you went to school with me and the car wouldn't start, you would clown me.
Yes, you would.
Get a starter. Just walk it at this point.
Yeah. So don't even. It's fine.
Nah. I've never went over. Nah. I would probably make fun of you. But not like.
Yeah.
See, because I was never like an ass. Like, I feel like people think like I was like, nah, bro. I was never judging people for like their lifestyle or like if they were like unfortunate when it comes to certain things. I would make fun of things that I know you could laugh at too. I mean, obviously, sometimes I'll get personal.
Yeah.
But not in a bully way. I'll just like. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm going to make fun of you, and you have a big-ass forehead, big toe, or a lopsided eyebrow, or whatever the fuck is wrong with you. Or if you're dating a fool that smokes crack, I'm going to get on you. Like, you know what I mean?
But not if your dad drives the car that doesn't
Yeah, start. Fuck no, because, fool, like, be the last to judge dads, right? Like, imagine me making fun of somebody for their dad coming to pick them up. Like, where's your dad at? Picking up, you know? Picking up the work. By the way, Father's Day, my sister was like, what do we do for Father's Day? On our group, I'm like, what the fuck are we supposed to do? We don't have a dad.
Shut up, dude. No, you have a dad.
No, but like.
Yes.
I'm like, bro, what are we supposed to do? And she's like, well, fucking Eric and they trying to have baby daddy. I just want to know where I could go eat.
She's looking for the carne asada.
Yeah.
I'm like, fool, no.
Yeah.
I don't be doing shit on Father's Day. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Depends on my mom guilts me, like guilt trips me into like it.
Or like your homies that are dads.
Yeah, or
a lot
like
of your homies are dads now.
Yeah. I'll probably pull up, go say what's up to like my brother and all of them, but I'll probably leave and then go with the homies that are dads and shit, get drunk. Give them an excuse to get drunk.
Yeah. Good, solid fun.
Yeah. Shout out to Father's Day. You know, I usually on Father's Day, I go to Santa Anita Park. My dad likes horse racing.
Oh, that's cool.
So I go and like even pick up to Jorge because that's not his thing. Mm-hmm. But he'll go because that's my dad's thing. Yeah. And then me and my sister, and then my sister's husband goes too. So I really like that. But then we go home, and then Jorge's dad and Jorge's brother-in-law will probably come over and we'll probably do like a dinner. Because tampoco ellos aren't into like horse racing either.
Oh.
But I like that we could do that for my dad in the day. And then
yeah, that's cool that there's a tradition at least.
Yeah.
We're always kind of scrambling like on our end. We're
what to do.
Yeah, in a way, we're just like, because my dad isn't the best planner. So it'll just be like, we like, yeah, I got a text from my sister last night, like, hey, what are we doing for Father's Day? And I was like, send me to a spa. And she's like, for my dad, stupid. My youngest one, she's so mean. My youngest sister, Vanessa.
Oh, she's the one that just graduated, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations to you,
wow,
Vanessa.
We didn't shout her out. Vanessa, congratulations.
What is she doing?
She's 22.
Baby?
About what?
College, work.
She's going to be Vanessa. I'm not sure.
Let's go, Vane. You be whoever you want to be.
She's going to be the shit, though. And she's going to be a boss.
You're going to be the greatest at it.
Yeah.
Especially, like, her two older siblings are, like, popping.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure on her, huh?
Maybe, but
she's herself,
like,
huh?
She is so much herself. Like, she is more assertive than me and Brie ever were at her age already. Mm-hmm. Like, she's the one that'll tell my dad, nah, I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah.
And we're like, damn, I never talked to my dad like that.
I danced with him on my 21st birthday, even though I didn't want to.
You could never.
Yeah. So, what was I going to say? Yeah, so we're trying to figure it out. I'm like, maybe just a carne asada, go over to my dad's crib, keep it simple. My dad now has, like, a bunch of cool neighbors that we all, like, you know, it's just like the get down. Like, we all just, you know, link up and go to somebody's
block
back.
Party.
Pretty much. You
Fire.
Know what I'm saying? So, probably going to do that.
Imagine walking to Vic's dad's house and they're bumping reggaeton and all the old guys are just like this with creased up 501s.
Hey, don't you know I'm local? I'm gonna shut us up right now. The Dodgers, what the fuck happened?
Oh man.
Okay, they just had a series with the Giants and they lost.
We got swept.
So the Super's not jalando right now, boys.
Super horrible. Low key, I just want to complain a little bit because it's always so hard to get the Dodger game on. Like on TV, I don't have the DirecTV or the Spectrum because I have like a bunch of streaming networks. So then I've tried getting Hulu, I've tried getting Sling, I've tried getting like the MLB TV, but because of the blackout shit, we don't get to watch the games.
Whenever it's like a national,
it's
game.
Annoying. But then even the last Dodger Giants game was away. I'm used to if it's here, we're not gonna get it. Mm-hmm. But it was away and it wasn't even on available. But got to work around. And,
I got a website for you if you need it.
Hit me up because I definitely need it.
You know what they say, fool? El que no tranza no avanza. You know?
But my I wish it wasn't so hard.
So difficult. So,
yeah, to watch the Dodgers in LA. Like, make us pay extra. We'll pay extra. Like, but I'm not trying to get full on cable to watch it. Or I'm not trying to get, like, the extra whatever. Like, I just want to fucking stream the Dodgers.
Well, they make it that difficult because Spectrum, you know, which is a cable provider, bought the rights to it. So
it's just them, gross. Like,
yeah, for them, no le conviene for you to like watch any other way. That's what they paid for the rights for. Yeah, they paid like so much fucking.
But then
money.
They should make it super easy to just get that channel.
But see,
like just get the Dodgers.
But see, that's like the one problem where like I think that people always talk about like, well, why don't we watch more games? And I'm like, well, because it's difficult to get.
It's so difficult.
Like the NBA games, all you need is either fucking ESPN or TNT. Mm-hmm. And you go watch any game. And it's literally in a press of a button. You press Smart Hub and TNT or what comes out.
And
but
they air a lot of Laker games.
Yeah, it feels greedy. And I get it. Like, cool, get your money. But it just feels gross.
Way easier to go to the game.
Yeah. So and my dad listens in the radio. Yeah. But I want him.
Dude, that's a real fan.
Yeah, he listens.
Radio listening to.
He'll be outside in the heat in his van. And that's what I didn't want. I knew if I didn't get the game on and it's been hot, that he'd be in the van listening. And I'm like, I don't want that for you. Like, let me get this shit.
Yeah.
So I found it.
Found the actual fucking the connector. Shout out Josh. Josh put me on all my connectors.
Let's go.
To watch the games.
Hey, Josh, how much did you lose?
Shit, well...
Don't lie, because you're a better, right? No. Do you ever bet against the Dodgers?
Yeah.
You bet against the Dodgers?
Yeah, man, he's a money man. I'm mad at it.
You can have emotions in gambling, so, yeah.
Well, if anything, you kind of hedge your bets when you bet against your team, because if they win, then you win, like, emotionally. But if you lose, at least you win money.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. Do you bet against us?
He has odds on us.
Lasha's not gonna sell out.
Parlays. He has parlays on.
Hey, they've been fighting. I think they're gonna break up. Like, who wants to put a bet on it?
9-1 odds. Come on, man.
Fucking Josh just
give you the money line.
You want to bet?
Fucking Josh just parlays on. Like, okay, Feliciano, I think he's mad this episode.
I don't get mad any episode, dog.
After the 20th
I get mad outside the episode.
That betting is kind of scary, though. Yeah. Fuck.
You can go down a deep, dark hole.
That's wild, Josh. But when the Dodgers played the Giants, their last game in the series, they were wearing blue on blue, and that should look fire.
I look at it and see it. I heard fire. It was good.
Well, it wasn't good. It was bad. We lost.
No, but fucking the fit was fly.
Yeah, the fit was fly.
That's like having a fly fit.
Have they always... I think I've seen them before.
That all Dodger blue.
Yeah, it's fire. Yeah. It's blue on blue. Fire.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, but they were playing the Giants over there, and I didn't know the Giants Stadium is by the water.
Yeah,
damn, that is fire.
It's fire, right?
That shit is cold.
I was like, damn, I'd wear that fit. Shit.
Yeah,
we're swaggy.
Fucking swaggy as fuck. That blue is fire.
Does that say Los Dodgers? Yeah.
I don't know. That's hard. Oh, shit. Yeah, but we are losing. Now we're playing the Anaheim Angels. By now, we're probably.
Let's go. Yeah. I'm telling you, let's go tomorrow.
But by now, like this drops on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have three games in?
It's going to be four, I believe. Two over there,
but
two over here.
By now.
Oh,
by
yeah.
Friday.
Should we go to a game at Angel Stadium? And just go
oh, my God. We Dodgers fucking die.
Nah. Well, no. It's actually not like hostile over there at all.
Yeah.
Everybody's there to watch a ball game.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah, Dodgers would be crack.
Yeah.
We would definitely stand out at Angel Stadium.
Oh, yeah. We would probably run into some fans, though.
Yeah, probably a gang of OC fans.
I tell you, this is my town, not yours.
I'm be like, well, you're going on Food Got Wild.
That's get out of so here.
Funny, huh?
This isn't a Mexican hangout.
Talking about that piece of shit. What a douche, huh?
Okay, yeah, let's get into it. Yeah. Let's get into it.
So this video went viral of a North Hollywood gym owner.
Asshole.
So it was his juice bar's opening. And a girl that works for him hired a bunch of vendors. And he sees that a juice vendor is outside. So he goes to the girl and is talking shit to her. And while he's talking shit to her, he's throwing all of these Mexican slurs. He's so gross looking.
I know.
His muscles don't even look like regular.
Jeez. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Bro, not, like, that's what's embarrassing? Not your fucking tennis ball head? Like,
that shit is wild.
That's embarrassing? Not you wearing fake Supreme underwear is not embarrassing?
His eyes is crazy.
Not having a fucking burnt ass tan is embarrassing? Like, come on, dog.
His name is Jack Tarosian, and he's the owner of this gym. And, you know, a lot of people have been showing support to the vendors. Let these aguas. Not to be confused with me. On Letty has one T in it. Shout out to them, though.
Yeah.
And showing them support. But you know what? It's the employee that should really get the support.
Yeah, so she DM'd us actually on Brown Bag when I was checking the DMs right now.
Really? She
did? Yeah, she had DM'd us. But I also talked to a couple people. So he, basically the employees put up like kind of like a, what is she called? The kind of where people all sell food. Like she
a street vendor thing.
Yeah, so they came to sell. And there's the one that booked the Letty's hours and shit.
Yeah.
But then the whole family works here. So that girl, I don't know. I think her name was Katana or something like that. But her mom, her brother, her sister, they all work there, mm-hmm. have different roles. And he's always been like hella mean and shit. I think I see some shit where even his ex-wife spoke out.
Yeah.
Because they used to co-own a bakery.
So I did a deep dive on this.
Yeah.
And so that young lady, yeah, she did definitely set it up because he didn't do it. He had her set it up.
Yeah.
She works the juice bar. Her sister works the front. Her brother helps out. And the mom cleans everything, right? And he's said sorry for this. He's initially he wrote this weird like paragraph, and he has so many different accounts, which is odd on itself. But he first said, you know, I'm sorry that I did this. I'm gonna work on contacting all the Latino leaders. I don't know which Latino leaders he's contacted, and I want to join in the fight against racial equality, which is not a good thing. Like you're saying, you're joining in the fight against racial equality. It should be for racial equality. But it's fine. It's neither here nor there. You don't look like you would understand it anyway. But then he said, I'm going to also give $10,000 to charity, and I'm going to do an event to support Latinos. And then he goes on video and blames this girl who is Mexican. So it's like, you're talking shit. You're saying you're sorry, but then you go on to blame this Mexican family saying they steal from me. They do this and do that. It shows me you're not being accountable. It's fake. Yeah. Whether the written one is fake or the audio one or the
one of them is fake.
They're all fake, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a lawyer statement right there.
And so the girl and her family walked out. They quit.
Yeah.
Then the trainers there's some Latina trainers there. They don't want to associate themselves with him. The ex-wife, you're right, because people are like now doxing him and seeing all his stuff. And she's like, look, he was abusive to me. I wish that I would have spoke out more on social. I went about it through the courts and couldn't do anything, but I'm glad this is happening, at least so you guys see who he really is.
Yeah, so she spoke about it, and then I just seen, there's this account on Instagram. I was fucking obsessed with it, low-key, yesterday, where this dude...
Oh, I seen
he's
that
like
shit.
A community leader. He just exposes everybody.
Yeah, but he he's down. Like, he walks up to him. He's like, what's up, homie?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, so shout
he's
out
like
to
a
him.
Community leader.
I'm going to get his Instagram.
And then he does a lot of shit. He's the one... I don't know if you've seen that viral video of him and his friends. They were all cholos.
Yeah.
And then he's one of them. And he, I guess, he got arrested, the dude, the piece of shit. He got arrested for, I think, pulling out a gun on one of his employees. Mm.
Yeah, you could tell already, like, you could tell that
rage.
A lot of that actually happened. Yeah, the roid rage shit is real with him. And there's even another video where he wasn't paying some workers who were also Latinos, and he was calling them FN F-words, like the gay slur.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
shit.
And, like, so even if you tell me that, because what he's trying to make it seem like is we got it out of context. He was mad at this girl for stealing, and then that's why he was so upset. But it's like you weren't talking shit to her. You were talking shit about the vendors, right? And even if that's isolated, you got mad at this girl or whatever, take sides. Because I do understand where you could be upset that she brought juice vendors to your juice bar opening. That doesn't okay all the racist shit you said, but then that also doesn't okay all these other bullshit that you do. So isolated, we can probably get you, but as a people are patterns. This is you, bro.
Oh yeah, I have two quick things to share. So, the page that Duno was talking about is Enamorado Alex,
_ crazy on the racist.
But Instagram actually took down his page.
Yeah.
Yeah, recently. It might be back up by the time this comes out, but. He's one of like our biggest advocates
For the Latino community. Very big.
And to me, it's like, I want to know which Latino leaders this guy said he's like the owner is going to reach out to. What 10 grand and what, like if you really about it, if that's really what you're doing, I want to see it happen. And then also, how about pay your employees? Because from what the girl was saying, the one that he's accusing of stealing, she put out texts of like, hey, this check bounced. What do? We need to pay the staff. And him being like, oh, yeah, it's going to bounce. There'll be a wire or whatever. Like, you're shady, and at least the employee has receipts. And I just feel bad if he tries to come at her for some bullshit. And I hope she knows, and if she hit us up, hopefully we can get in contact with her, that she has our full support. Like, I don't mind, like, this is what we're here for, like, speaking up for some shit like this. Like, it kind of was like he made it worse than it is by deflecting. Own that shit.
I read a first-hand account of shout out Crystal the engineer, super talented engineer, and she
Latina.
Yeah, she's Latina. So she actually has her studio in that same facility.
Oh shit!
Right behind, and I've been there. I was there like maybe 3 weeks ago at the studio, and so she said, like, she tweeted like, "Hey, this guy's an asshole. Mm-hmm. My studio's right next to his gym." You know, I always hear complaints about, you know, his treatment of Latinos and stuff like that. I'm paraphrasing what she said exactly, but she pretty much verified from firsthand account
what
that
we
this
think
guy
is happening is actually
asshole.
Happening. Yeah.
And then, you know what's dope? Fucking shout out my homie DJ Pezzo. He's the one that brought it to my attention. He called me. He's like, dude, no, I don't know if you're into it. Like, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm a supporter. So shout out DJ Pezzo. He put out a great statement. But shout out all the other celebrities that used to fuck with this guy came out and like, we're like, nah, we not fucking with him no more. We're here for. So I know a lot of the people that do the Mayans, they been to his gym and they
the TV
like,
show?
Yeah, they cut him off. Mm-hmm. Shout out the homie Concrete, and then shout out Jimmy Humilde and them. There was like,
it was Eladio like Carrion too.
Yeah, bro.
I guess he's starting a gym in Miami.
Right.
And that's just shut down.
And yeah, I guess Eladio's like based in Miami, so he's like, nah, nobody support this guy when he comes. Don't nobody support his business. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's shut down and everything. So I'm happy that there's a big outpour of support from, you know, people from all over. You know what I'm saying? To not support this guy and to basically
for him being a fucking
show his true colors.
Yep. Shout out Fools Gone Wild too. You know that
Fools Gone Wild.
You know Fools Gone Wild had to.
The Hood Santa too.
Of course. Yep. También, like, just with that family, the girl and her mom. And I know that it takes a lot. It takes a lot to walk out of shit like that.
100%.
Low key, you having Mexican employees doesn't equal you're not racist, because I already know what that comes with. That's probably cheaper labor for you. Clearly, if it's a whole family working for you, you got some kind of deals type shit. Mm-hmm. So don't make, like, that's not a reason why, oh, I'm not racist. Like, like for him trying, it's like, I don't know, just his apology video was very not authentic, because he was just like, you know, I love Mexican people. I love the blacks. I love the Asians. I love the Mexican people. I love good people. You know, I have these people. And it's like, you can't say that in one breath, but then shit on a Mexican family in the next breath. Because he was just trying to air it out on this young lady who filmed it, who had the courage to film it. If she hadn't, people wouldn't know, you know, and she's risking a lot because that's her gig.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it seemed like she's tired of this shit. And for then other people to confirm it, it's going to lose. It goes against his claim of it's just the family.
Or it's an isolated incident.
Yeah, it's like, no. This is who you are.
And hopefully they go find jobs, too. I know in the DM, she said, like, she's like, they're unemployed. So hopefully if anybody can offer them job or businesses. Because obviously, from what it looked like, it's like, obviously, fucking, all her family got hired because they must be good at what they do, whether it's cleaning or fucking running the desk or the juice bar. So hopefully you guys are good. Hopefully you guys figure it out.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
But yeah, fuck that guy. Damn, the A18. I'm just kidding. I like how when I caught Concrete yesterday, I was like, he's like, fool, that shit's in my background. Fuck that guy.
Backyard.
Yeah, backyard.
Damn, yeah, fuck this guy. Yeah. What's going on with the LA Rams? They purchased Gap caps.
Somebody.
They purchased caps and gowns for Inglewood High students.
Oh, there it goes.
That is really dope.
That's fire. Yeah. I like that. I think that's dope as fuck.
Still Raiders.
Facts.
That's really good. That's cool beans.
No, but that's cool when you come to an area and you like support the actual community and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, especially when.
And those kids are going to remember it.
Yeah. I mean, they have to do. They owe the city of Inglewood a lot.
Fuck a lot, bro.
Because of them coming in, they, you know. obviously knocked down a lot of houses, like stuff like that. Like it was a big impact on the community. Eventually, I feel like it will be for the better, but in the immediate, it displaced a lot of people.
Yeah. And then like teams need to do shit like this more initially. Like
yeah.
The Dodgers, cause bro, fucking was a guy, bro. When I went to high school, we're only 5 minutes away from Dodger Stadium. And then I'm like, damn, I wish fucking.
Yeah.
I wish they could have. Because I remember me wanting the yearbook, and my mom was like, well, you got to choose one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck. But I mean, I ended up getting both, but that would have been dope if the Dodgers would have paid for my cap and gown.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Or the Lakers. That would have been cool as fuck. You feel me? And then I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that went through that shit. So.
Would you wear a cap and gown if the Clippers bought it for you?
Yeah, my mom was broke, of course. Nah, probably not. Fuck them fools. Nah, fuck them fools. But I don't know. Letty, would you buy a cap? I mean, would you wear a cap and gown if the Angels bought it for you?
Probably not.
Probably not?
Definitely not. Definitely not the Angels.
What about the Celtics?
Hell no. Come on, Vic.
I'm just asking.
At that point, who needs a cap and gown? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
That's fine.
If that's all it takes to buy you.
No. Come on.
Let's go to Brown Pride. Okay. A lot of these motherfucking race car drivers, shout out to them. The other one we talked about last, I think two episodes ago.
Formula
and
driver.
Now Daniel Suarez becomes the first Mexican American to win NASCAR series at Sonoma. Big up to you.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but you won and you're in NASCAR. And hopefully that gets us more like wanting to be in NASCAR. But it had me thinking, just even seeing these cars, if we had a brown bag NASCAR, that would be lit. What would our sponsors be?
Hot Cheetos.
Michichui.
Let's see.
For Camel Crush.
Home Femi.
Suavitel.
Suavecito.
This is really good. I thought we'd think about it a little bit
fucking
more.
Fucking Tampico.
New Era.
Coca-Cola.
Pintzel.
What about for the
girls? Pintzel. No, not Pintzel.
For the girls? Fucking, yeah. For a girl. The other one? For, like a girl NASCAR?
Yeah.
Fabuloso. Fabuloso.
Fucking Moose.
Just Moose?
Moose isn't a brand.
What's the brand for Moose? What's like the
I don't know, I don't even use new Moose. Oh yeah, Tresemme.
Sharpies
for
Sharpies
sure.
Sharpies would be a fire.
Hachiros. Hachiros in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. Hey, okay, look. Shout out. I just want to give a big shout out to Arizona brand iced tea for saying fuck that to inflation.
Fuck inflation.
You can still get a tall can of Arizona iced tea for 99 cents. And it's been the same way since I was a kid.
So. That makes me wonder how they make it and why do they have so much?
I don't want to think about the particulars right now. But yeah.
Like
they kill it though, bro. If I remember, like one thing I could always rely on is getting Arizona for a dollar.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
If you're thirsty.
Yeah, that shit was it. What's your favorite Arizona flavor?
Ooh, the one that I looked like in that one picture.
The green tea?
Yeah, I love the green tea
one. I'm not a fan of
the green tea. The kiwi strawberry.
I like the green tea one.
Kiwi strawberry or the grape one?
Grape.
Yeah, the grape one is gas. Oh, no. Is it grape? Yeah, grape, right? The grape one is gas.
Grape Arizona?
That shit is gas.
I need to taste it.
Especially when they're cold. Ooh.
Okay.
Hey, now we're not talking about Arizona. What's the craziest mixed drink you did as a kid? Like when you first started drinking alcohol?
No, I didn't really have. Like, I just think, whatchamacallit, Malibu and pineapple.
I did Malibu and Tang.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The how many used to do?
I don't know.
Code 45 and Blackberry 211.
What the fuck?
That shit would change your life. Like, you would chug.
Change your life, yes. Like you catch a felony.
Nah, that shit was lit, bro. That shit was next level right there.
You're next level, bro.
You guys got to try it. I'm going to bring you guys some, actually.
I know we're getting off subject, but we need to address this inflation in and out prices. Like I didn't get your guys' reaction on that. Okay, so I go to Huntington Park. And I'm going to get, you know, usually me and Lil Vic, we always like to go Fridays to, you know, one of many In-N-Outs. Yeah, we just love In-N-Out. It's like our Friday thing. So we went to In-N-Out and then I'm looking at the prices. I'm like, these don't look familiar. And I see $9. Never in my life have I seen $9 for a double-double. And it was like $9.70. So it's damn near $10. I felt like for so long it was the same price, like my whole life. And that's something you could rely on. Like, oh, okay. You know, what's good? What's quality? What's cheap?
What's normal price for In-N-Out?
It's like $7. Like $7 for like the most expensive, like the double-double.
You're also like rich area In-N-Out.
No, I went to Huntington Park.
Oh, I'm thinking Huntington Beach.
No, Huntington Park.
Because I said Mecca.
HP. There was a bunch of Edgars in there. They were. Yeah, I was like, what?
Damn.
There was hella Edgars in there?
Yeah, there was.
Maybe one Edgar switched the 6 to a 9 so they could, like, come up.
One Edgar that works at In-N-Out, you think, just went on his way to finesse
hell yeah.
half the city of Huntington
Park. You won $3.
Well, that one Edgar, you're an asshole. Vic was not having it.
No, it's just, and like, I posted on Twitter, and it got so much reaction, like, yo, inflation is real. Mm-hmm. Like, we thought it was a joke and all this shit, but it's, like, it's really affecting our everyday. It probably comes from, like, the, you know, trucks. You know how they have the big-ass In-N-Out trucks? Like, fuel is more expensive. Everything is, like, trickling down.
Yeah,
you know?
What do they call that? They call it something when it affects the like
supply chain. Yeah, supply chain. He's part of the supply chain over there. Let's go.
Great term. Yeah. Okay, no me digas. I want to talk about this because fuck inflation. Inflation's horrible.
Yeah, that shit is weak.
Yeah.
Fuck you, inflation.
Shout out Arizona for not inflating.
Shout out Arizona. This company is offering $2,000 to release 100 roaches in your house for a study. Would you be down to do it?
I've been doing it.
Y'all just come study the house already.
just come kick it at the crib.
What questions do you want? What do you want to know? How fucking what their egg look like? Or what?
I wonder why they're doing that. That's so fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, click on the link. I'll read more. $2,000 to release 100 roaches.
The trapper's finna go up. They finna just do it at the trap house.
Oh, yeah. Easy. They're already there. Okay, wait.
Okay, so it's gonna be to see if their cockroach treatments work. So it says the company said all cockroach treatments will be family and pet safe, but homeowners will be barred from using additional cockroach treatments during the duration of the study. Why don't you just go into houses that already have cockroaches and give them free fucking treatment?
Or maybe they want to maybe there's like different kinds of cockroaches and they're like, okay, this type will be killed by this thing.
No, thank you. Do you have a crazy roach story?
I do.
Tell me, please.
I torch roaches. I torch them.
You torch them?
I mean, I always torture them. like if I like, when I was younger, I remember we used to have one at the block. I mean, we used to have one like at the house.
And one like one?
It was like, one like, roach? Like,
just one roach?
No, but it was like a roach.
And no, I, what?
Like
no,
you had like, one, like the same one? It would stick around?
No, there was multiple roaches.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but why are you saying we had one at the
house? No, I'm going to say like there was one roach. Okay, there was one roach one time. I remember I was like about to shower and I like missed the chancla smashing. And I was like, now you're going to suffer. and I closed the thing where the water goes through. I closed it. And then I turned on the water and the roach was just drowning. It just drowned.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, that's how serial killers start.
No, I've never killed anything else.
How
are you sure?
Positive.
How rats. Big was
that? We all kill rats.
No, we don't.
What do you mean? If you put a trap and you throw it into the trash can, that's killing a rat.
But I've never done that.
You've never had a trap? You've never caught a rat?
No.
Oh.
With a BB gun?
But what else have you killed?
For sure.
Squirrel?
Never killed a squirrel.
Bird?
Never killed a bird.
Pigeon?
Never killed a pigeon.
Drone?
You never gave a pigeon rice?
Rice?
Yeah.
I threw salt on a snail before.
Salt on a snail? Okay.
But I've never done like Michael Myers shit. Like, I'm not finna have like.
I'm joking, buddy. Puppy.
I was just watching that movie. That fool's a fucking sick fuck.
It happens in real life. What about you, Vic? What's your roach story?
Okay, so it's actually not my roach story, thankfully. So it's partly mine. All right, so when I was like 16, my mom and my tia moved in together. And then my cousin, who's my, like, 1 year older than me, shout out Kevin, we all lived together. It was, like, a two-bedroom apartment, and it was, like, 7 people in there.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all were deep.
Yeah, we were deep, right? And it was like, you know, not the nicest apartment. So, you know, they threw in some roaches, you know, with the deposit.
Love anything, it.
Right? So we had some roaches that we just dealt with them. We're just like, fuck, you know what? Got roaches. Is what it is. Try to kill them when you find them. But, what's it called? My cousin at the time, he was dating this girl, right? So she lived in like a super nice house in Downey. He'll go over her crib, da da da. And then one time, I guess a roach crawled in his shoe. And then so
for brought it to the crib.
He accidentally took it to her crib. And then it came out of his shoe when he took off his shoe because he was going to go swimming. And then he killed the roach, and then he left. No, he walked in. He walked in to tell the girl. He's like, "Hey, you guys have roaches, and I just killed it."
Wow. What did she tell you when you told her that?
I don't think she ever knew. Like, she was like, "Oh my God, really?" Like,
so it was you.
No, it wasn't me. It was my cousin.
You answered.
Oh, no. It wasn't me. Shout out Kevin. He'll verify the story in the comments right now.
Yeah, do it, bro.
He will. It was so fucking funny. But the fact that, like, he accidentally contaminated her house with roaches, and then he blamed it on her and said, "Hey, you guys have roaches. That's gross."
Little was he sleeping with the roaches every night?
Yeah, we had a fucking cockroach shish kebab at the crib.
Hey, she had no idea. I ain't gonna lie. When you live in the hood, sometimes you can't help it. Like, sometimes
it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
We've all had roaches and we've all had lice. Get over it. It's fine. It's la vida.
I never had lice.
Yeah. You never had piojos?
No.
You never had lice.
Because your hair's always been short?
Yeah, it's been short.
You ever had crepes?
No.
Oh, okay.
For sure, my sister had lice.
Oh, okay.
For
then
sure.
You had lice, bro.
No, I didn't have them. Like,
oh, because he had...
Yeah, I always had a short hair.
Got it.
I caught lice one time from a girl.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I was like in
first
grade.
She caught it from you.
No, I caught it from her because I saw them in her hair. Like, they were like
crawling.
Oh, were you playing with her or what?
I was kind of close to her.
You trying to mack on her?
She was kind of hot, you know?
You're trying to get a crack
I'll get some lice for you, girl.
I was like in first or second grade. I got too close.
Yeah.
You know? That's when I knew.
Man, this lice ain't shit. What about you? When did you get lice?
Probably when I was younger, too. With us, like, all our cousins gave it to each other.
Oh, one of those deals.
A group of cousins.
And then you needed that special shampoo.
Facts. And that little comb.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but let me tell my roach story.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't let me
I didn't think you would have a roach story.
Of course I have a roach story.
All right, let's hear it.
I was eating Doritos.
Ugh. I just know it's bad already.
I love Doritos, but this is going to, like, make me not like them.
I was eating Doritos, and then it was Doritos that were on top of the fridge. And then the low-key kind of stale, but it was fine. I'm fucking hungry. It's fucking teenage life. And then my sister's like, "Oh, I want some." And I was like, "Yeah, but I'm keeping the bag." And she's like, "All right, just pour me some." And I'm pouring her some, and fucking roaches came out.
Oh!
I know! In the fucking bowl, dog!
Super grimy nation.
And then I'm like, "Oh, my God, I was eating this shit." Like, it was a lot. So definitely.
That's fucking grimy, dog.
Gross.
That one is gacho.
That's my life. Shout out to me.
That one is fucking shit.
So from then on, I just started eating the tostadas instead of the Doritos. Yeah, that's fine.
Wow. Jose, you have any? Come on,
no. Jose.
None?
No.
They don't have any in Oregon?
They freeze to death.
I used to work at a fruit stand where they just had a bunch of roaches.
For real? Like, to eat?
No, on the floor.
At a fruit stand?
Yeah, they have rats. They have a bunch of shit at fruit stands.
How much money would that fruit
Which fruit stands?
Oh, that's Central Valley.
Central Valley. What's up, dog? What's up with you?
Damn.
Hold on, though. Please explain it. A fruit stand, like a frutero.
No, a fruit stand.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're on the freeway, and then there's a big-ass, like, fruit stand.
They don't have those out here.
No. Like what?
Like on the side of the road?
Like on the side of the road.
Oh, like it says, like, get your fresh strawberries?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, so it's not fruta picada.
Yeah, no. Like, I'm thinking, like the...
It's like a strawberry stand.
For, like, this is what you buy to take home.
Yeah.
They have, like, nuts and...
On the way to Fresno to Stockton area.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
The worst thing was rat droppings.
Oh, that's so gross. Because
there'd be, like, little package things, and you'd see rat droppings, like... Around the edge of it, or they bit through it.
Now, you know what scared me? Now, you know what scared me when the homies was like, "If always clean your, like, your sodas or your beer before you drink it," and I'm like, "Why are they like full rat piss?" Mm.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, "Oh, that's a thing." So now every time I get sometimes I just, like, I'll put water on it and I just like clean it. Other rat piss. I know that's crazy, right?
Why didn't you tell us sooner, motherfucker? Fuck.
I mean, I assumed everybody knew.
No.
So we're drinking Modelos. Make sure you clean it before.
Wow.
Modelo and rat piss. Legends.
Well, the ones that the bottles already have, like, a cover on them. Right? The bottles?
No, but it's on the top. Do you know when you pop up in the soda?
You
know
what?
No, I'm not talking about soda. I'm talking about the bottles.
Mm.
And I think I've said this before, but you know how they say don't drink water if you've left it in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like it gets hot and then the plastic and all that. But it's like, what about on the way they're transported here? They're transported in cars. I doubt, like, the big rigs have fucking air conditioning in the back. Like, these motherfuckers are in the heat already, like, and when they're being transported.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, by the time it gets to us, they'd have been in hella cars and in hella places that's really hot.
So, you know what I do? Like, all the hot water bottles that I leave throughout, like, the week, I'll just take them upstairs and put it in the freezer. And then I'll leave them there for, like, 3-4 hours, and then I'll drink them after.
Really?
Like my water bottles.
I don't think that takes away the
that doesn't take away the
cancer.
No.
Jorge, if it's been in the car, he just puts them in the plants that are in front of the house.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's a
I ain't gonna lie, one time I like assumed the water wasn't that hot when I touched it and then the jacket was warm. Oh. All right,
well, since we were speaking of pests and we're already grossed out, we're doing another version of CNR. In your house, what would you rather have, roaches, rats, or spiders?
Spiders.
Oh, fuck.
That's easy.
Give your CNR.
Oh, my CNR. Ooh.
Well, it says in your home, but CNR.
Oh, okay, yeah. CNR. CNR. Oh, fuck. Roaches could be the Ninos. No.
Yeah, why are roaches the Ninos? You got to explain that.
All right, roaches could be the Ninos just because they're not deadly. Like, if they're cool, like, I'll just kill them real quick. You feel me? Just step on them real quick. They don't, you feel me? They run away from you.
The pregnant ones are always crazy. They always look
so good. How do you know when they're pregnant?
They have that little thing, the little seed sticking out.
Oh, that's, damn, the roaches in the valley are active.
That's never roaches, period.
Roaches the same after, like, Men in Black movies.
Oh, yeah, the roach guy.
Yeah,
so I would say roaches would be the Nino just because.
You could smack them real quick and they die.
They raised you?
They raise the block. They raise everybody. The motherfuckers don't die. So yeah, roaches could be.
Oh,
the
they don't
and
die.
And you have a homie named Roach.
I do have a homie named Roach. Shout out Roach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And if you're in Blue Beetle, you're gonna be play Roach.
Yeah, Roach. Oh, yeah. And then spiders could be carne asada, just because they could kick it, but they could also kill you. So
facts.
Like they gotta go. You know.
Depends what spider.
Facts. Yeah. That red belly one.
Spider.
El spider and rats.
And rats are fucked, bro. I'm terrified of rats. They disgust me. I don't know why they're a living. I don't know why they're alive. I feel like they should all be killed, tortured, burned. I fucking hate rats.
Okay, Zuno.
It's because they're creepy. They're hella creepy. Rats are ugly to me.
What about Chuck E. Cheese?
Fuck that.
What about Mickey Mouse?
What about Mickey Mouse? Yeah.
Mickey Mouse, cool. But
what about that Master Splinter?
Oh yeah, Master Splinter. Yeah.
Fuck him too. Rats creep me out, bro. I don't know. For some reason, they're disgusting. I had a dream once that a bunch of rats fell on me and I cried.
Oh, shit. That must mean something.
Yeah.
What was one of back?
I don't know how I could answer these.
You need more time?
Yeah, go ahead, babe.
Okay, so.
Vic already had it said.
Tekashi's are my rival, for sure.
So stupid, rats.
I would say spiders could be my Nino. Because, like, there's some cool ones that you could just watch. And, like, they don't get in your way, you don't get in their way. You know, I'm not like, if they're in my house, yeah, you have to like eliminate them
100%.
But if they're outside, you just move around, you know. If you're outside in the carne asada, like as long as they don't crawl on your shit. So they'd be my Nino. And then roaches, I guess, carne asada, because I don't even know why, but
at some point they gotta go.
Yeah, they will stick by your side forever, you know. In an event of a nuclear bomb, they'll still be around. So you got to give them credit for that. What about you, Leti?
I don't think I can answer this. Like, legit, I'm trying hard, like, which one I would make my Nino.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Okay, if I had to pick a Nino, it would probably be spiders. Because I'm low-key afraid of them. They're the OG. Like, I'm going to respect their space. Like, the daddy long legs are low-key cool. Like, those are the only ones I'm cool with because they don't really fuck with you. They're just fucking there. But they all scare me. Like the thick ones scare me. The freaking black widows scare me. Like the little jumpy ones scare me. Like all of that. I don't kill them. I have to call my dad or Jorge to kill them. Mm. And they always look at me like, you're so stupid. Like, just fucking get a fucking paper. So that's why I need, because they got all the respect. Damn dog. Are we all choosing the same thing?
No, we didn't. We
roaches. Roaches would be carne asada. Fuck, because I don't know.
Yeah, the rat shit is crazy.
Feed them the rat shit is so crazy. Facts.
Would you guys ever...
Yeah, that's where I finish. Rats are just crazy too.
Would you guys ever appear on Fear Factor and like do one of those crazy challenges? Remember all those like spiders have to crawl on your face for like 10
minutes? I
can't even
do the cricket thing. You know how they do those like... fried crickets.
Yeah, or when they made them
it's
eat
called
like
something in like Mexicans eat the cricket things. Yeah, I don't know what they're called.
But I tried the cricket shit where they're already like they're already
not
cooked.
In the candy. Yeah, they're cooked.
Yeah, I
what is it called?
Double cita. I don't know what it's called, but I tried the bolsita one, and then we just put limon and tapatio, That shit was gas. They're crunchy. Wow. They're not the best, but they're...
I ate a cricket one time at Universal Studios.
Foo Factor.
They had them. Yeah, yes. We should do Foo Factor, man.
Fucking all you do that shit.
Yo, Fear Factor was so out of pocket, though.
They damn, made... Foo Factor? Foo Factor is they put your head in the cube, and they just put lice on you.
Oh, shit. Oh, they, you, a fucking duende has to crawl on you.
Oh, no, 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 no. What would you have to drink if you're doing Foo Factor?
Patron. What else? Fucking
fuck, you have the nausea for 10 minutes straight.
What's
instead of underwater, you're just in a nausea chamber.
You have to get an Edgar.
Fuck, what's the guy? We have to crash a fucking Nissan Altima into a wall.
That's like, because you know how they always had the stunts with the cars?
Yeah. You have to fucking...
You have to do what that guy did with the Mamalona through the tornado.
Oh, yeah.
With a Nissan Altima?
Yeah.
And then I was talking in the trunk.
Jeez.
You have to fit fucking 15 people in facts. A three-seater.
What'd you say, Josh?
You gotta go 30 seconds of bodies.
Damn. Fucking Josh.
Nothing in the face. Nothing in the face.
Bloody knuckles.
Oh, bloody knuckles.
Damn. I used to play that shit. That shit was not fun.
Are you nervous? Shout out to everybody that's played Are You Nervous?
Oh, yeah. Freaky people in
and
the
then
comments.
People don't know even know what that means.
People.
We didn't explain it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are You Nervous is essentially, go ahead, Vic.
Are You Nervous was like this like little freaky game that, I don't know, adolescents invented. And it was basically like you would start at the bottom of like a person's body, and it'll be like, "Are you nervous?"
Sean Duna's like,
"Are you nervous?"
Don't show him. No,
we good, we good. So we're like, "Are you nervous? Are you nervous?" And then it's like getting here, it's getting here, and then you're like, "Are you nervous? Are you nervous?" And it's like, "No, are you nervous?" And then it's like, "Are you nervous?" Like, cause then you get nervous because you're like, "What the fuck am I gonna touch?" Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you're not nervous. I'm nervous now. And then I don't know who won. Whoever won.
Yeah.
All of us?
Everyone. I don't know.
That's Are You Nervous.
Yeah. Did he ever do the Are You Nervous to a guy?
No. Well, it's usually guys that do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this game.
It's an atrevido guy.
Yeah. It was not a...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not encouraging people to play it now.
Not at all. But on Fear Factor. Yeah, on Fool Factor.
Yeah. You have to play Are You Nervous.
You have to play Duno.
On Fool Factor, you have to fucking hop on the... What's the party line?
The party line? Oh,
and
shit.
And bang?
Oh, in the Foo Factor, you have to, like, walk through an enemy.
Damn, you have to cross out a tag.
Oh, you have to cross out a tag? Oh, shit.
And just stand there and wait to see if anybody comes.
That would be sick.
That's Foo Factor for real.
Foo Factor would be crazy.
Wow.
I'd win if Foo Factor was downing a 40.
Oh, that would be one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Foo Factor. Mm. Maybe we're thinking of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how Joe Rogan started.
Yeah.
He was
out of pocket.
He did Fear Factor.
Like, he made people eat elk penis and shit. Yeah. And they just did it.
Same like he does now. Low key. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed, really.
But let's move on to the Edgar Report.
Yes, the Edgar Report is finally back after popular demand.
Yes.
It was really like there wasn't too much in Edgar news to report. I didn't want to force it, you know what I'm saying? But. You know, the Edgars have came on strong again recently. And
Edgar.
Big thanks to Cardi B, the inaugural Shedgar. Okay, so she got the Edgar cut on a wig, a pink wig. This is literally the Edgar cut. It's not like
super
anything to be confused with anything. She literally got the Edgar cut.
That's crazy how she got the Edgar cut.
And it looks good, right? No?
Nah.
No?
She didn't have an MCM backpack on.
You're so dumb.
Or white Air Forces.
Yeah, I mean, she did her own way, so she's dumb. Shedgar. She's Shedgar, you know? It's like, it's a thing. But big props to Cardi for being a trendsetter. I'm sure
but
we're going
to
see a lot of
Shedgars. But also shout out to the actual girl Edgar, Yaritza, right?
Yeah, she's like the, she's also representative for sure.
But Cardi B. Cardi B with her pink hair.
Yeah, what did you guys think
I
of it,
wonder
though?
Because she's out here. She lives out here now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she saw the memes. I'm sure she saw the comments.
Oh, she's tapped in.
If she understands what she did, or if she's like, "What's that? What's that, Edgar?" Like, if she's just like asking around, like, "What the fuck did I just do?"
I wonder who the wig person is, or like her hairstylist, or whatever makeup style, whoever made that decision.
Yeah,
I wonder. I wonder like if she was like out of In-N-Out maybe in the hood, and then some fool just came up to her like, "Hey, fool, can I get a picture?" And she saw his haircut and was like, "Damn,
I need that, but in pink."
I need that, but in pink. Yeah, take a picture. You know. Shout out Cardi for the Edgar.
Yeah, shout out to Cardi B.
Yeah.
When we see you again, we're going to tell you what an Edgar is if you don't already know.
Exactly.
But I want to just kind of move forward a little bit and bring up something that one of my friends at the radio station, shout out DJ23, he was wearing these Vans, and I love the Vans. I'm like, those Vans are fire. Like, they were the checkered Vans, but, like, different color on every side. It was really cool. And he's like, "Oh, these are my beaters." And I was like, "What the fuck is a beater?" And it's a shoe that you wear when you just want to, like, when you're not trying to dirty, or when you know you're going to do something either dirty or you're not really trying to get ready. Do you guys have those shoes?
Yeah, I have beaters all the time. I have, like...
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that was a thing?
No. Can we talk about how beaters as a shoe?
Yeah. So,
what's the best type of shoe that could be, like, a beater?
Maybe, like, a little old white Air Forces.
The Air Forces are good because they're comfortable no matter what. Well, yeah, those are definitely...
Beaters.
I'm going to go put in some work.
Don't bring mezcal there. Fuck.
Air Forces work. You know, you can, you know, usually like when they're not like super, super white, you know, you kind of don't want to wear them. But if you like maybe, you know, shine them up a little bit, mm-hmm. that you can use them. They're like passable. Just be like, "Yo, I'm chilling today. You know, I didn't bring out the extras." There's like Chucks would be considered beaters.
Oh, wow.
Vans.
It's like your nice shoes that you'd take to a concert.
To a concert?
Yeah. It's like they'll get stepped on.
Yeah, you don't mind if they get dirty.
Yeah, like they go with the fit, but if you lose them, you wouldn't care.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and beaters are usually shoes that you could put on without having to tie them. So, like, my Vans, I have them loose. Like, these I have to tie. I haven't worn these in forever, but, like, I have to tie these. But, like, usually I have, like, the Vans where they just I just put my shoe on and
it's,
I just come.
It's your everyday shoe that goes with a lot of things. Like, for me, like, shout out to Clear Weathers. I've been wearing those a lot. Like,
yeah,
I probably wore those for like a month straight, damn near. Like, they're comfortable. You can wear them. They go with like multiple things, and you know.
Yeah.
Wow. I learned something today.
So I think your beaters are like the Puma, not like that, but
no, these probably are. I just wear them. Well, they're nice enough to wear out, but I also don't mind if someone steps on them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So those would be your beaters.
You were making your Noctas your beaters. Which you were making a little confusing. I didn't know you were doing. You didn't know you were doing that, but. I'm like, "Yeah, you wore them again? Like, those are, like, the nice ones."
Hey, come on, put me a Nadia.
I don't know, guys.
You put them up in the closet.
Put me a Nadia, me a Nadia.
Yeah, it might be a little different for you, yeah.
Those are the ones that I, like, if you get to the club at the section.
I'm learning, guys. I'm learning.
Like, when I have super nice shoes on and the section is packed or the club's packed, I automatically just stand on the couch.
Yeah.
Because you're not finna step on these.
Let's talk about that. It's always so hard to choose shoes when going to the club because you have to be
fly,
but also be aware that you're probably gonna get like some red liquid drink on your shoe at some point in the night. Yeah,
a girl's heel.
Something. People are gonna step on it and then it's just like, damn, like it's always tough to choose.
Oh my God, bro. I've worn my Dunks before, the camel ones, and they're the Tela's like very thin.
Mm-hmm.
And some girl stepped on her heels and she stepped on my shot toe.
Oh,
I fucking like I didn't like push because she stepped on it. I was like, and then I just kind of like picked her up. Like, and she's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." And I was like, You good.
Your toe still hurts from being shot?
Yeah, no, well, like, I mean, like, if you're just caught, like, if she's, because she didn't, it's obviously, she didn't mean to shot her. She was very cool. Mm-hmm. We ended up taking shots after she was very cool. Nice. But like, when she stepped, she like stepped on it right. Because obviously, like, if I stub it real hard, it'll be like,
Yeah.
You know, it's still, you know, like it's obviously, there's not supposed to be metal in your foot. You feel me? But then when she stepped on it, and it was funny because all the homies were like, hella extra because they know.
That's as bad.
But she obviously had no clue.
She didn't.
And then when she was like, "Oh, hey, why were your homies laughing?" I was like, "Oh, that's where I got shot." She felt like extra bad. Yeah. Like, she was just like, "Oh my God."
Did she give you head?
No, she did not give me head. She was hella cool.
I don't know. I want this for you.
A head?
Yeah, I want her to fucking hurt you, and then it was on your shot toe.
Yeah.
Least she could do. I'm just kidding.
Nah. I love this, Letty. I love the sense of humor. but she stepped up, but it did hurt. I was kind of like, Yeah, but that shit hurt. But it was cool.
Dang.
Is there something in your body that you felt like never got fully healed?
Never healed?
My heart.
Sad cut hours over here.
Speaking of Sombra Sala, Dude, we gotta announce. Somebody said Angie's not here, but she sent me the text of what she was gonna
say. Shout out to Maya and Mommy.
Shout out to Maya and Mommy. She has a appointment checking her thyroid. So pray for Maya and Mommy.
Her what?
Her thyroid. It's in her neck.
Oh, I was like, wait, so why is it thigh?
Thyroid. It's not spelled like a thigh. It's just called
T-Y-T-H-Y.
I was like, I thought Angie was getting like a BBS.
If you haven't heard of the breakup already, everybody's talking about it. Sombra Sala, Vic and Traviesa. It's over.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was surprised I didn't see it in the Sombra Sala. Like, the unfollow, like, the screenshot, the, like, just, like, her in the club, and then, like, me just, like, sad. Like, you know, I'm surprised I didn't see it. Yeah, sad boys. I didn't go out this weekend. You know? Why are you laughing so hard?
You didn't go out or you didn't post?
I didn't go out.
Come on, when Angie's not here, you're so much as you go.
Yeah, come on. I didn't go out.
What happened? How did you find out what was going on?
Yeah, tell me how you found out, because I haven't told anybody.
Yeah, yeah, so look, so I'm not like I feel like people, okay, so we do social media, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like people think that's our only life. Like, you guys, I honestly
have a life.
Like, yes, like I've been, the main group chat I check is like, I have the No Jumper one, I have the brown bag one, and then I have the ones with the homies. And if I'm honest, sometimes I forget to reply. And sometimes I forget to reply to the bad babies. It's just like that. I'm not always on social media. I'm not focused. But I was talking to one of the homegirls, and she's like, hey, you seen Vic's tweets? And I'm like, Vic's tweets? Like, no. But I see the one where, like, man, I'll be watching music videos hoping that you're not in them. And I was like, and I just thought you were being funny. I was like, oh,
I was being funny.
But I would still think he's with her.
No, me too, right?
Tweeting that,
that's funny, right?
And then she was like, yeah, man, you know Vic? Yeah, you know Vic, you know. And I was like, what? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, I want to go check him and his girl still follow each other, and they don't.
Damn.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's some girl shit.
Somebody's out of for
so
real.
Then I was like, maybe she's just fucking with me. So I want to go check each other, you guys.
So then you did some guy shit.
And then I want to go, and I was like, oh, they don't follow. But then I seen Traviesa was at the club going crazy. And I was like, ooh, Vic not. I'm like, did Vic let her out?
I never kept her in.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. She just been at the club more than since we met her.
Yeah. You know? Sometimes one person finds somebody. Sometimes another person finds themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
So, like I said, I didn't go out. You know? I just stayed in.
Get the fuck out.
I had
here.
A very wholesome weekend, I swear to God. You guys didn't ask me about it, but look, I was Theo of the year. I was Theo of the fucking year.
You were
this weekend.
You were with your little baby.
Yeah, I spent so much time with the family this weekend. It was so dope. And then Sunday, I chilled all day by myself.
Yeah.
And it was nice. I hadn't done that in a very long time. Did laundry, you know, whatever, like teeth whitening, face mask, just all the, you know, taking care of yourself. Sunday, you know what I'm saying?
Self-care Sunday.
Yeah. And just for the record, as a team, as a whole, we all have love for Traviesa, and whatever happens, happens. Yeah. And so that's just as, like, no hard feelings.
Yeah.
I think it's good that we addressed it so that it's not like, ooh, like, or drama or, like, gossip.
Yeah, it wasn't dramatic. Like, I won't get into, you know,
no,
the particulars.
No, it's good. You don't have to. But
it literally wasn't dramatic.
Porque ya sabe la gente. Like, they're going to make it more than what it is. So it's good that.
Still have a lot of love for her. Everything, you know, I hope, you know, we're cool in the future and stuff
like that. Hey, I'm hosting La Santa on Saturday.
Let's go.
Okay, yes. Yes.
We're going to my friend Sam's club after this.
Yes. Sam's Club?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Free samples. Yeah.
And then we're going to have a meet and greet where Vic in his caption put he wants to glaze in their eyes at the meeting.
I didn't want to glaze in their eyes. Oh, my God.
That's
shit.
You know what I mean?
Gaze and glaze.
That's
so
completely
glaze
different,
donuts.
But we could do both. Know what I'm saying?
Especially if you got white tank tops.
Gonna do?
What?
Especially if you have white tank tops. I'm just saying.
Do you have brown shout outs? Brown bag shout outs?
We are. Nick has one.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Tony from Stylistics Car Club. Met him over the weekend. He is a custodian at Lawndale High, and he said that we make his shift go by way faster. He puts us on his headphones.
Shout out to him.
And he really loves us. He's like, man, you know, I've been wanting to meet you. I see your dad, you know, post you all the time. You know, really big fan of you and Let the Induno and the podcast. So shout out to Tony.
That's crazy to think that, like, because obviously Tony's older, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's crazy to think that people like that think I'm cool.
They think you're funny as fuck. Because
they should be like, oh, fucking little fucker doesn't learn.
Nah, well,
they
bro.
Think that too.
They think you're funny as fuck.
Yeah, it's endearing.
That's fire.
And also, shout out to all the drivers out there, the Uber drivers and the Lyft. You probably have to change it when a person gets in the car and put it to the radio. But, like, shout out to you for listening to us in between the drives.
Damn, I wonder, like, if an Uber driver's ever, like, been playing Brownback and then
comes in.
And then it's like, oh, my God, can you turn it up?
Yeah.
Like, I love this episode.
That would be dope.
And I'm like, wow.
And then we have one more. I think this is from Maximo. I'm pretty sure.
Maximo.
So Danny Rodas in Logan, Utah. Yeah, Maximo was at a wedding.
Of his
and his family cousin. Or his cousin's like, hey, I thought I heard you on Brown Bag. Like, he didn't know that Maximo was a part of Brown Bag until he heard his voice.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That happened to me at a family party too. Amazing. In San Diego. I don't think I told you guys, or I don't think I said on the podcast, but I had a cousin, shout out to you, Karina, I believe. Yeah, I don't want to get her name wrong.
Oh, yeah.
She said, she's like, oh, my God, like, I didn't know that was you.
Wow.
I didn't know we were cousins, and I listened to you all the time. And then she's like, can we take a picture? Because my friends aren't going to believe me that you're my cousin.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was cool.
Jose and Josh, does that ever happen to you guys since you guys are more behind the scenes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Why don't you ever say that?
Oh, well, no, but they come up to me for sure. Like,
that's hard.
But Josh's face is it's been shown a couple times.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The real fans, when they see Josh, they know, like, oh, yeah. Fucking.
Are you Jose?
No.
No?
Not yet. It's because he's driving a lot.
Yeah.
It's not his fault.
Well, shout out to everybody. Thank you for tuning up to episode 52.
Yeah.
We're really happy. Shout out to all the Brown Bag daddies out there. Spend some time with your kids, with your family this weekend. You guys are great. Oh, when I was at the Munguia fight, I was walking to, like, get drinks, and I just hear, Brown Bag! They don't even say my name anymore. It's just Brown Bag. But that's cool. Like, even getting that call, you're just hell like, yeah. What's up? Like,
oh, fucking, what's the call? I actually do have somebody. I went to the beach, and there's, like, a Vons right before, like, where we go at the beach by Malibu. So we always go there to get shit. We always buy our chicken there, like, our sandwiches or whatever. So we're buying it. Some drunk ass dude just, like, you know, like, part, like, in the aisle, we're, like, about to pay, and he just goes, like, the...
Aww.
And then he goes back, and then homie's like, oh, like, he's about to recognize it, and he just goes, Aduna?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
that.
Yeah, he's like, Brown Bag? But he's drunk.
Yeah.
Like, so his homie has to, like, maneuver him, like, this way, this way. Okay, stand here. Can you get a picture? I'm like, yes. And he's like, and then for those cool taking pictures with cholos, because you always see the different gang signs, you know what I mean? Like, it's always some crazy, like,
oh,
shit.
Yeah.
But I'm just always like,
aww,
and then they'd be like, yeah, fool, chunk it up, homie, chunk it up.
Nope.
And I'd be like, not doing
that.
I'm
gonna do that.
But I'm like, you chunk it up yourself. Yeah, I'm very proud of you.
I'm gonna give a thumbs up.
Well, shout out to you guys, and we'll see you again next week. Bye.
Bye. Buy your tickets now.
Thanks.